pack your bags with plenty of activities to pass the time, because this week's Discovery prepares for an unfriendly road trip with two old friends. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Through the years, friends come and go. There are falling outs, and some who just slip away. And I Thought You Said This Would Work by Anne Garvin, two old friends who have fallen out for reasons known only to one of them are forced to get back together for an unexpected cross-country road trip. The story hits the road with Samantha and Holly, two estranged college friends who have barely spoken in 20 years. The only thing that can bring them together is their mutual best friend Katie, who asks for a favor as she begins a second cancer battle. Reluctantly, they agree to get Katie's beloved dog back from her ex in California and drive him back to Wisconsin. Samantha expects the trip to be difficult, but it gets even more complicated when a D-list celebrity comes along for the ride, and they discover that the dog has been moved to a shelter in Utah. Now, more than just the serious story of two women forced to work together to care for a mutual friend, it's often a wild journey through self-discovery. Holly is gruff and often mean, and Samantha is anxious and timid and frustratingly needy. But their random, quirky adventures balance out some of the seriousness of the situation. It isn't all anger and difficult conversations. It's also going on the run with help from Summer, the actress and talk show host who simply invited herself to join in. During the journey, Samantha reflects on widowhood, her impending empty nest, and the fact that she's simply just given up on herself. And Holly faces her fears of becoming a parent while eventually acknowledging what went wrong with their friendship. At times, the characters can be exhausting. Holly and Samantha are both closed off and self-absorbed in their own ways. And if not for Summer, their story would have been pretty tiresome. But the light humor of this unexpected road trip makes the introspection easier to handle. But is it worth hitting the road with these estranged besties? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. This isn't the silly road trip comedy that some readers might expect, but the light comedy softens the story as these characters learn how to give themselves grace and find a way to move forward with their lives. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. I Thought You Said This Would Work by Anne Garvin is 309 random and reflective pages long and is available from Lake Union Publishing. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.